Prabhupada ki
jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Naram Chaiva
Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirai. Nashta Praesha Bhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati
Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Devaki Nandanaya cha. Nanda Gopa Kumaraya. Govindaya Namo Namaha.
We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 17, Text 25. Sorry, 24.
Tam khalvo shadhi bijani.
Tam khalvo shadhi bijani.
This is the verse, yeah. Prakshasthani
Swayambhuva. Prakshasthani
Swayambhuva. Namunchasyatma
Rudhani. Namunchasyatma
Rudhani. Mam Avagyaya Mandadihi.
Mam Avagyaya Mandadihi.
Tvam Khalvo Shadhi
Bijani. Tvam Khalvo Shadhi Bijani.
Prakshasthani
Swayambhuva.
Na Munchasyatma
Rudhani.
Mam Avagyaya Mandadihi. Tvam Khalvo Shadhi
Bijani.
Prakshasthani
Swayambhuva.
Na Munchasyatma
Rudhani.
Mam Avagyaya Mandadihi.
Tvam khalvo shadhi
bijani.
Prakshasthani
swayambhuva.
Namunchasyatma
rudhani.
Mam
avagyaya mandadihi.
Tvam khalvo shadhi bijani.
Tvam khalvo shadhi bijani.
Prakshasthani samyak bhuva.
Prakshasthani swayam bhuva.
Namunchasya atmarudhani. Mam avagnyaya mandadihi.
What to word meaning? Tvam. You. Khalu.
Certainly.
Aushadhi. Of herbs, plants, and grains.
Bijani.
The seeds. Prak.
Formerly.
Shastani.
Created.
Swayambhuva. By Lord Brahma.
Na.
Do not.
Munchasi.
Deliver.
Atma Rudhani.
Hidden within yourself.
Ma. Me.
Avagya.
Disobeying.
Mandadihi.
Less intelligent.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Translation. You have so lost your intelligence that despite my orders, you do not deliver the seeds of herbs and grains formerly created by Brahma and now hidden within yourself. Purport. While creating all the planets in the universe, Lord Brahma also created the seeds of various grains, herbs, plants and trees. When sufficient water falls from the clouds, the seeds fructify and produce fruits, grains, vegetables, etc. By his example, Prithu Maharaj indicates that whenever there is a scarcity in food production, The head of the government should take steps to see why production is being held up and what should be done to rectify the situation. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jita Padakamalam Shri Guru Unvaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Chatam Sargana Raghunatandhitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samanyate Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanoste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataro Vishya Kripa Sindhubhya Ivache Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Munde Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram So here, a series of verses are going on where Prithu Maharaj is nicely chastising the planet Earth or Mother Earth. So he is telling various things, like in the previous verse, he said, although you are eating green grass every day, you are not filling your milk bag, so we can utilize your milk. Since you are willfully committing offenses, it cannot be said that you are not punishable due to your assuming the form of a cow. So this verse comes because the cow, the Mother Earth assuming the form of the cow, she started saying, how can you kill a cow? And then here Prithu Maharaj is saying, you're eating but you're not giving milk, no better to kill you. And then in this particular verse again, Prithu Maharaj is saying that you have lost your intelligence despite my orders. You do not deliver the seeds of herbs and grains formerly created by Brahma and now hidden within yourself. So here we see that the earth is holding back. She is not extending the way Prithu Maharaj is expecting. And here obviously Prabhupada says that Prithu Maharaj indicates that whenever there is a scarcity in food production, the head of the government should take steps to see why production is being held up and what should be done to rectify the situation. So yes, the head of the government should take care and make sure that things are proper. But here, if you can think of why people hold back things, why people don't extend themselves, especially in devotional service. This is a very nice topic to analyze. In 4th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, one of the verses Prabhupada writes in the purport, that there are two eagerness, two types of eagerness. One is eagerness for this body and kinsmen, and the second one is eagerness for Krishna. Now, let's analyze these two. This is very nice to analyze. Now, eagerness for body and kinsmen. You see, just to maintain this body, people work so hard, so very hard. I was talking to our auto driver who takes the tiffin box, you know, from here to our one of the bases. So he was, so I was just asking him, some topic came up, he started saying that he's taking care of cows, he has 4 cows, he does milking early in the morning and things like that. And then he also shared that previously he would do some that milk, packet milk business, where he would go and distribute the packet milk. And then he was describing how he was doing that. So he was telling me that night itself the bags will come, and then full night from 1 o'clock till morning 6 o'clock he would go around distributing these milk bags. And then he was telling how people would accuse him. Sometimes the cats will come and they'll perch. Yes, and then a lot of milk is going wasted. So that time the owners will catch him saying, oh, you have given the milk like this. And there is so much of fight which will happen, but still, now he has to continue. And then he was sharing that because of this, I couldn't get proper sleep at night, and because of this, my height has not increased and my weight has not increased. So I was just analyzing when you're speaking this, that how much people are working so hard. People are working for what? Body and kinsmen. Yes, body, one of the example which I could think of is this. And kinsmen, if suppose a person is very lazy, and if the person or a person is sort of detached, that not taking care of the body that well, but surely there will be some affection for the kinsmen. No doubt about that. There will be some affection. And the person will extend himself to such a great extent. He doesn't care that what is happening to him. But he'll make sure that other people who are there with him, they are well. Now sometimes these people who commit sinful activities or criminal activities to make sure the family sustains or something like that. Yes? Now suppose at the end of life, if these people who have committed sins, if they tell the family members, see now Yamraj is going to come, on behalf of me, you go and suffer. Now I've taken care of you so nicely. Now on behalf of me, you go and suffer. No one will come forward, for sure. Yes? So the person who has committed the sins, he only has to suffer. So when we talk about taking care of kinsmen, people extend so much. Yes? One of the boy was asking this question. Just in general, he was asking for brahmacharis. He was saying that, bro, when devotees leave the house and they come and join brahmachari ashram, who will take care of parents? Yes. Just to break the arm, this one, now we answered something. So we said that, I gave a graphic example. Suppose you die today. Yes. Suppose you die today. Will your parents commit suicide tomorrow? Because you are the one who is taking care. If you are not there, how will they sustain? Yes. So this is just, that aham or ego which is there, that we are doing things. Yes. Yesterday also when I was talking to my mother, we were discussing this aspect. That how people think that only because of this person, that person, my things are going on. But it's not like that. It's because of Krishna which is going on. But since that ego is there, that false ego is there, mama and mameti bhava is there, people think that I am taking care of this body and I am taking care of my kinsmen. And entire life is long like anything. You see, when people struggle so much, like you can take example of the devotees or anyone for that matter, especially in IT profession. People slog like anything, 9 to 9 job, yes, or sometimes 9 to 12. One devotee said he worked continuously for 36 hours. He was sharing. So what is that impulse or that triggers this working capability or working ability? Yes, the only trigger is this eagerness for this body and eagerness for the kinsmen. People are ready to extend themselves to very great extent because of this eagerness. And when this eagerness is missing for Krishna, it becomes very difficult for a person to extend in devotional service. But there are people who are so eager for Krishna to attain the devotional service at the lotus feet of Krishna. They are ready to do anything for Krishna's service. And we have so many examples like that. Yes. One such example which I remember is Aindra Prabhu. His Grace Aindra Prabhu, one of the Prabhupada disciples who started 24 hours kirtan. He had so much of eagerness for the Lord and to do Harinam Sankirtan. Straight 22 hours in the initial days he would do kirtan. 22 hours straight. Initially it is described that even kartal players were not there. So he would have harmonium and in his leg he would put ankle bells, which is normally used for Kathak or others. He would put ankle bells. He is playing harmonium and with leg he will make the sound so that he is giving that proper taal so that the kirtan can go on properly. Single, he will just sit alone and he will be doing kirtan. So temple president at that time, he says that I would be getting up early to do before Mangalarti to worship my personal deities and then come for Mangalarti. So when I have to get up before at 3 o'clock or something, I would still hear the sound of kirtan coming from the temple. Yes. You can imagine so much of eagerness for Krishna. Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. So he heard Prabhupada saying that people who are black have committed a lot of sins in the past. And Prabhupada also says the other way around also. Prabhupada says that people who are black, belong to the family of Krishna because Krishna is black. But Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, being so humble, he took the first one. And you know what he would do? He would complete one set of 16 rounds before Mangalarti. And then after Mangalarti, again he would chant another 16 rounds. Now the devotees who were there, they would ask him, "Why are you doing this?" Prabhupada said, 16 rounds. Now why you have to do this? Then he would say that, "See, Prabhupada said that sinful people are black, I am black. So before I am chanting, so that I wash off my sins, and then when I am chanting with you all, so that I can match up with you all." Yes. This is eagerness, you know, eagerness for Krishna. Because when there is eagerness for Krishna, a person can do anything and everything for Krishna. And when this eagerness is missing, then you know, various reasons come up, saying, "Oh no, I have this problem, I have that problem, and I've got this commitment, that commitment." But when there is eagerness for Krishna, people are ready to do anything and everything. The topmost devotees, that is gopis, they were so eager to meet Krishna, so eager. As soon as the fifth note of Vamshi would be played, all the gopis, whatever they are doing, they would leave and just run to see Krishna. Yes. Sometimes they would be doing Sringar. So they're putting kajal in one eye. Other eye still they have not put. One eye they're putting kajal and they hear the flute sound, they throw everything and run away. They're not taking care of the makeup also properly. Or some gopis serving the husband. She'll throw away the vessel and she'll start running. Some gopis feeding the baby. She'll throw away the baby and start running. See the eagerness. Yes. And obviously, you know, our tricky Tribhanga Krishna, when all the gopis would come, he would say, "Why you people have come? You can go now." So we see that the devotees who are eager, they're ready to abandon anything and everything. They're ready to extend themselves to any great extent because their only goal is somehow or other they want to attain Krishna. One of the shlokas in 8th canto, it says, "Didrikshavo yasya padam sumangalam vimukta sangam nayastu sadavaha charantya loka vratama vranam mane bhutatma bhuta surada samegatihi." So a devotee who really wants to attain Krishna this very lifetime, the first quality that is given is eagerness, didrikshavo, eagerness to see Krishna or eagerness to serve Krishna. Because if this eagerness is not there, devotional service cannot proceed to a very great extent. It will get stuck at some point when some critical problem will come in life. Yes. At times we see that our boys only, when they come for Gita course and things like that. So there was one boy who was not getting job. So he was coming very regularly, he was coming. And once he got job, stopped. Yes. Or other way around also. Some devotee is coming and he's like, it was, I think it's in 2017. Yeah, 2017. So one of the devotees was coming and he was chanting very nicely, practicing devotional service very nicely. Suddenly, due to some reason, he was kicked out from the job. He stopped coming. He said, no, I think this is a dangerous place to come. Or there are other devotees who get some health problems and then they would say that, it's like, I don't think so, this is, anything good is happening. Or sometimes people would ask, I'm practicing so nicely, why still problems are coming? So here we see, since the eagerness is not there to attain Krishna in this very lifetime, so all the other obstacles which are there, they become really very big, really very big. One of the devotee was sharing this, that whenever you get problems, and if the person is eager to attain Krishna, what would the person tell the problems? Normally, people would come and say that, "Prabhu, my problem is so big." Yes, but the person who is so eager to attain Krishna, he would look at the problems and would tell that, "You are not very big, my Lord is very big who can solve the problems." Yes. This is the shelter that people take when they are eager to attain Krishna. But when people are not eager to attain Krishna, yes, they become eager to maintain this body and kinsmen. This is very clearly seen and Prabhupada very nicely mentions in some of the purports. Now the question is how to get this eagerness, because it's not easy to get eagerness for Krishna. Very, very difficult.
Yes.
Many, many people practicing for a long time also, it becomes very difficult to get that eagerness. So one of the things, the only thing by which we can get eagerness is by association of a sadhu who has got that eagerness. Only by the association of a sadhu who has that eagerness, he can share that eagerness with us. He can share his mood with us. That's how, when senior devotees come here, yes, sometimes devotees are very eager to write the information that is coming out. Yes. But more important, like we discussed the other day also, important is, what is the mood of the person? With what mood he is speaking. Yes. That is really very important. Like the other day in Belandur, Harishauri Prabhu had come and then he was giving class. So any question asked to him, he would just speak about bhakti with so much of confidence. So much of confidence. Like I was sharing with few devotees, that one person asked the question saying, you being a non-Hindu, how come you took up Krishna consciousness so nicely? What inspired you? He just took up the word Hindu and he gave a class on that, saying there's nothing called as Hindu that exists. Only thing that exists is Sanatan Dharma. Bhakti is the ultimate. 15 minutes it went on. Yes. Then again I spoke saying Prabhu, the second part of his question is, what inspired you to take up Krishna consciousness? Because I was thinking, maybe if he speaks something from his life, people will be very inspired. But he spoke even more inspiring thing. Yes. So before I could complete this, the same person again spoke. He said that, Prabhu, we were born in India, so we know who Krishna is, we know, you know, Bhagavad Gita, we know the process of bhakti, we know this, we know that. And Harishauri Prabhu looked at him and he said, this is the problem, you don't know anything. Then again he gave 15 minutes class on bhakti. when he left from there, so someone, Mataji came and she was talking to me. And then she said, thank you very much for organizing this program. So I asked her, what did you like in the entire program? So she said the last part, where he said that you don't know anything. That inspired me so much. That inspired me so much. And other devotees were saying, other newcomers, they were saying that it's like a tight slap on our face. You know, when we see the devotees who are foreign bodied practicing bhakti like this, with so much of eagerness for Krishna and so much of eagerness to please one spiritual master. Akrura was told by Kans Maharaj that you go and get Krishna and Balaram. We will have a nice wrestling match here. And in the pretext of having a wrestling match, we'll make sure that we kill Krishna and Balaram both. This was the plan of Kans Maharaj. And then he sent Akrura. Now you see, Akrura's eagerness was amazing. Only he was there. Only he was there, you know, from the group of Vasudev or, you know, the Yadus. He was there in the kingdom of Kans Maharaj. Why he was there bearing all the atrocious activities of Kans Maharaj? Only because he was expecting one or the other day my Lord Krishna would come to this place and I would be able to get his darshan. Only for that reason, for many years, he was just staying there. He was just staying there to with an expectation that, you know, one day my Lord will come and I'll take darshan of the Lord. Yes. Similar mood is with Shabari. Every single day, this lady, it's very difficult to comprehend also what eagerness, you know, these devotees have. Every single day, she would clean the entire road. She would put nice rangoli, she would decorate the nice, you know, the entire place. And then she would collect berries every single day. And she would be waiting. Now my Lord will come. And yes, and look at this. That the Lord came. Lord came to accept, you know, this offering of this wonderful devotee. This is the eagerness, you know, what devotees have. And Akrura, when Kans Maharaj told him that, you know, you go and get Krishna and Balaram. So Akrura started. Now Akrura is condemning himself, saying I'm not eligible to get darshan of Krishna. And there's lots of discussion there. I'm studying that meditation of Akrura. So there, Akrura is meditating. First he says, there's one word called Uttama Shloka. So he uses the word Uttama Shloka. So when he's saying Uttama Shloka, he's saying that he's Uttama Shloka. I don't think I'll be able to get his darshan. And then in the next line, in the next verse, now he says, but he's Achyuta. Achyuta means the one who will not reject his devotees. So I'll get his darshan. Now when he's analyzing this, will I get darshan or not? Then he goes to another analysis and then he says, but I'm very, very fortunate. And then the reason that he gives for being fortunate is because Kans Maharaj has allowed me not to go and get Krishna and Balaram. So this is my fortune. But then, you know, when he's talking about his fortune, he's thinking that how did I get this fortune? How did I get this eagerness? Then he goes to that analysis and then he says, by doing punya, by doing various pious activities, I don't think that this opportunity would have come to me. Then he concludes finally saying, it's only because of the mercy of a sadhu who is actually eager to attain Krishna. Yes, some lifetime I've served some sadhu. By the mercy of that sadhu, I've got this eagerness to go and meet Krishna. And because of that mercy, I've got some qualification and maybe Krishna will give me darshan. Look at the amazing analysis that Akrura is giving. So in this way, we see that eagerness for Krishna is very, very important, and that can come only by the mercy of a sadhu. If we don't have eagerness for Krishna, to attain Krishna this very lifetime, we'll not be able to extend ourselves, and maybe, you know, it will be very difficult to attain Krishna this very lifetime. At least if the eagerness is there, then some lifetime we can attain Krishna, if not this, at least some lifetime will be there. And when that eagerness is there, sometimes people ask that I'm not qualified to get association of a, you know, very nice sadhu. Now to get that qualification, what to do? At least that desire should be there, that I want to attain Krishna. Yes, at least that desire. If that desire is there, then the Lord, as Paramatma, He understands, He will sanction that. Yes. So intense desire to get the association of a sadhu who has eagerness for Krishna. And once we get the association of such a sadhu who is eager for Krishna, we serve that sadhu. And when we serve such a sadhu, and if he is pleased with us, he will transfer that eagerness from his heart to our heart. And then when that gets transferred, and then when we get eagerness, then actually our devotional service starts. Devotional service will start. I mean, we'll be very eager and intense in our devotional service and not slackened. So in this way, we see that why people hold back, why people don't extend themselves in devotional service, because eagerness is missing. But here there's a different scenario altogether. Here Mother Earth is holding back due to various reasons which should be speaking in future. And here Prithu Maharaj is making sure that she has to extend. So we need some authority like this in devotional service. If we are not eager, someone should sit on our head and have us nicely and make us extend and make us do devotional service very nicely. Right? And now, so how Prithu Maharaj makes the earth extend herself very nicely. Now that we'll see in the next verses, where he starts threatening Mother Earth by showing the arrows and showing the bow and so on and so forth. So we'll see that in the next verses. Thank you very much. If any comments, any questions. Yantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.